W4HI. W4HI listening.
HIKS4NXY, David, back to you.
Well, hello, David. Thanks for coming back to my call. We're mobile here in Seneca with a Unity Gain antenna on top of the SUV. And we worked in the yard yesterday, off and on, looking at the eclipse. And it was just a fine day, planted some trees, and now it's raining. Wow, what a great deal.
I kind of needed a little bit of rain, put out some grass seed and a bald spot out there in the yard, and I threw some straw over it, and I think the rain will kind of help it get started.
Well, my soil reports to come back from Clemson, and that'll give me my, I have Bermuda grass, so it's not, it's just barely starting to get green. So I think I've got time to weed it one more time. I mean, I'm going to check on that, though. But so they'll tell me what kind of lime and fertilizer, and I'm going to reseed it, that part of it, because it was last year we just seeded a good part of the yard with Bermuda, and it was all bare at that time. Came up pretty good. Watered it a lot yesterday, last summer. Hopefully, they don't have to do too much of that this summer. That would be nice. Back to you there, David. We're running an ICOM 7100 here in the car.
Well, you're definitely getting into the machine exceptionally well. I mean, you know, the audio's fantastic. The signal's good. So, you know, however you got it, you know, if you got it wired out to the battery or whatever, it's, you know, it's definitely doing what it should.
Actually, we have it just sort of temporarily installed in the car here, and I'm using a 12-volt battery in the car, not the car battery, but another battery to run the station. But it's working out pretty good. I'm having a lot of fun with it. I've taken it up into the mountains a few times and just odd places around. I can work HF, VHF, and UHF from within the car. That's kind of neat. You know, I've got a Radio Shack at home, but it's kind of nice just going out in some pretty place and just sit in the passenger seat and put the control head there, the radio, and just work states, you know. Over.
That's kind of what I'm, you know, wanting to do with this little radio here. It's a Yaesu 991A, and got some stuff to kind of set up a portable station. You know, go set up, maybe try and do some of that parks on the air stuff. Been listening to some of that, and it kind of sounds like fun to do.
Shortcutting that, I'm just calling, going out there and just anywhere I want to sit and call CQ, and I get into lots of good reactions. I'm using a magnetically mounted AM stick on top of the roof of the car. It's on 20 meters, and it's working out really good. You know, I get into some interesting conversations, usually for more than 10 seconds, you know, and it's fun. And, you know, you just like rag chewing at home.
Yeah, that's the thing with a lot of stuff. You wind up just doing a real short contact with someone because, you know, they're wanting to get 10 stations to activate the park or whatever. So, but, yeah, you know, so sometimes you do get a little bit of a conversation going and, I was talking to a fellow on here one day, found out he was an eye doctor and was in the area briefly, and you know, that was a good conversation. You just never know who you're going to run up on the radio and what they do, and it It's, you know, I just kind of like doing it. KF4NXY.
Okay, David. It's just, it's another part of amateur radio. I used to drive a lot, and when I was working, and I had a lot of free time in the car, so I had a whole series of mobile installations, all using ICOM equipment. Time at it. I mean, and then when I was my last federal agency I worked for, I did a lot of traveling by airplanes, and I built up a remote system so I could remote my station from home, and that was really a lot of fun because I had the control head of the radio with me, so and a microphone and a little black box, and could go back to the station back in Maryland, and it really worked out really well. So, hey, I'm pulling into Publix here to pick up some quick groceries. And 7-3, David, you have a fine day, W4HI.
You too. Stay dry out there. It's supposed to quit soon, according to the weather people. I'll talk at you some other time. Have a good day. KF4NXY.
Hi, Bruce. Hi, Bruce. This is N0TR Tom. Talk to you later.
Out here for a moment in the rain, in the car. Yes, David, I part-time do security work as a contractor with Clemson Athletics. We've got a baseball game this afternoon at 4 o'clock, so the rain's supposed to stop by about 2 or 3. So, and the game won't start actually till 6. I got to be there a couple hours earlier, but that's good. So it should be a nice evening of baseball for me. Hi, Tom.
Good morning, Bruce. Nice to hear you. Yeah, David, I was watching the Fox News this morning on the local channel down there, WYFF4. That poor lady, she was really upbeat and everything, and she was standing out in front of the ball field in the pouring down rain and singing about the Cracker Jacks and peanuts and that. I don't know how they do it. But go ahead, David.
A lot of rain today. I wasn't really expecting it either. KF4NXY.
I could see that would be right now. It's pouring pretty down pretty good to think that I'll be watching a baseball game here in about 5 hours from now. So 6 hours from now, since it's a little after 12. All right, I'm going to get out here in the wet and get that groceries, and I'll call you guys back in a little bit. W4HI.
You got to get those mass consumables, as they used to say in the old days. Take care, David. W4HIN0TR. And David, I haven't got far to go to the feed store. I just went up and picked up some chicken feed, and it's only about 2 miles from my house, and I'm on the way back. How's your day?
I'm just trying to stay dry. I'm watching the weather report, and looks like it's supposed to go kind of to the north of us, and then we might get something again come Thursday, but woke up this morning and it pouring down rain, and I didn't really remember them saying we was going to have a lot of rain this morning, but my memory ain't what it used to be either.
Correct. They said intermittent and light rain today, but they said it was over an inch for Thursday, and there's... We're in kind of the second bracket on severe storms. In other words, not as bad as south of the I-85 corridor. And they're supposed to get more severe stuff than we get on Thursday, but substantially more on Thursday. Well, I'm home, and I got to go to get a fitting for my prosthetic in my foot. It's 12:19 here. So I'll get in here and get this chicken feed unloaded whenever. I got some cracked corn and some of the stuff for the little chickens. We're going to get 6 new ones. And I'd like to give these other nine away, but I haven't found a home for them, so I'm not certain what I'm going to do with them yet, but they got to go. They're only two and a half years old, so they're still laying, but the wife wants some of this other breed, so we're going to do it. It's just kind of a hobby with us, and we enjoy it. It's a little work, but not too bad. And we enjoy giving away the eggs. You take care, Devin, and I'll catch you down the line. This is N0TR, and I'll be clear with your final.
Okay, Tom. Might give you a call sometime soon. I'm trying to set up a couple of things to do up in your area, and see if I bring you new blueberry bush or what. My wife knows a whole lot more about that than I do, but I don't know if they're a whole bush or a cutting or what. But anyway, we'll see about setting that up sometime. Have a good afternoon. Stay dry. KF4NXY.
Looking forward to it, Devin. You have a good day. N0TR clear.